I'm Jonathan Evans.
And I'm Ashley Thompson.
This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. The United Nations General Assembly continues its annual meeting on Saturday with speakers from India, Russia, Ethiopia, and Haiti, as well as other nations. On Friday, the Prime Minister of the tiny island of Barbados gave a stirring address to the Assembly, asking who would stand up for people across the world and bring badly needed action. Barbados Prime Minister Mia Amor-Motley quoted the Jamaican reggae musician Bob Marley when she asked the annual gathering of leaders who will get up and stand up for the rights of our people. The Prime Minister went through a long list of challenges that included COVID-19 vaccine distribution, unemployment, and climate change. She said it is not beyond the international community to solve them. It is just that leaders tire of facing them year after year. She said, if we can find the will to send people to the moon and solve male baldness, we can solve simple problems like letting our people eat affordably. Female leaders have made up less than a tenth of the speakers at the UN General Assembly this week. The annual meeting continues through Monday. Two Canadians detained in China have been released from prison. Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau announced their release on Friday night, hours after the U.S. Justice Department resolved criminal charges against a top executive of Chinese communications giant Huawei. Canadians Michael Kovrig and Michael Spavor were arrested in China shortly after Canada had arrested Huawei chief financial officer Meng Wanzhou in response to a U.S. extradition request. The deal with Meng calls for the Justice Department to dismiss fraud charges late next year. The Canadians have spent more than 1,000 days in prison. VOA News. Leaders of the United States, Japan, India, and Australia gathered on Friday for a summit that opened with pledges of solidarity and cooperation and is expected to bring progress on COVID-19 vaccines, infrastructure, and technology. Australia's Prime Minister Scott Morrison stressed the importance of a free and open Indo-Pacific, while India's Prime Minister Narendra Modi also called for peace in the Indo-Pacific. The meeting comes just over a week after the United States, Britain, and Australia announced an AUKUS security pact, under which Australia will be provided with nuclear-powered submarines, a move that has been roundly denounced by Beijing. A suicide car bomb killed at least 7 people in the Somali capital on Saturday at a street junction near the president's residence. This, according to a local official, a district commissioner said 8 other people were wounded. It was not immediately clear who was responsible for the attack, but the Al-Shabaab Islamist group frequently carries out such bombings. Al-Shabaab wants to overthrow the government and impose its interpretation of Islamic law. A witness at the scene of the blast reported seeing 7 cars and 3 rickshaws destroyed by the explosion. Rwanda's President Paul Kagame said on Friday that Rwandan forces will help secure and rebuild areas of northern Mozambique destroyed by an Islamist insurgency. Meanwhile, Mozambican officials began encouraging civilians to return to the gas-rich region. The United Nations has warned of a continuing militant threat in Cabo Delgado, where Rwandan forces are patrolling burnt-out streets once besieged by the militants. Kagame told a joint news conference in Maputo with his Mozambican counterpart that Rwandan troops would help secure and rebuild the areas destroyed by the insurgency. And an Oregon school board has banned educators from displaying Black Lives Matter and gay pride symbols, prompting a torrent of recriminations and threats to boycott the town and its businesses. Newburgh, a town of 25,000 residents situated 40 kilometers southwest of Portland, has become an unlikely focal point of a battle between the left and right across the nation over schooling. The city council has condemned the action by the Newburgh School Board. So did members of the color of the Oregon legislature and House and Senate Democrats. You can find more on this and all the stories we're covering at our website, voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton, VOA News.